Good morning. We turn our attention now to the words of our God who spoke to us in what is recorded by the prophet Isaiah, reading verses 1 and 2 from chapter 66. Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. It is quite natural for any of us to seek a certain level of comfort. I'm talking about getting comfortable. We want to be, we like to be comfortable in our clothing, in our homes, in the way we live our lives. Can you please stop conversing over there? If we are uncomfortable, we make a change into other clothing. Or we change the body position, which doesn't feel quite right. Or, if possible, we change the circumstances that we face. Because we want to be comfortable, we live our lives a certain way and do whatever we think we can to make that happen. Now, let's recognize that there are going to be certain times, definitive moments, when we should never be comfortable. We can't afford to be comfortable with sin. Especially an attitude or habit that the Bible calls sinful. Each of us will have to take stock of our own situations, our own hearts, our own actions, asking some tough questions thoroughly and giving honest answers. For example, are we comfortable in looking down on other people, feeling superior in comparison? Are you comfortable in letting the words, oh my God, or some other unacceptable language tumble out of your mouth without a second thought? Are we comfortable in a routine of coming down here at 10:10 or 7:40, only to sit there, not pay attention, hearing little of what is said? Are we comfortable with a carefree or careless attitude toward our responsibilities as students, family members, workers, or a responsibility we have toward property that doesn't belong to us? And the list goes on. Now, please recognize a very real danger in getting comfortable with sin. Regardless of what the sin might be, if we get used to it happening in our lives, we are making friends with a very deadly enemy. If we get used to that sin of ours, it then wants to stick to us, attaching as a weight with the potential to sink us. If we are comfortable with our sins, we let the devil have an open door to chip away at our faith. And if nothing changes, if he goes through that door and he stays there and chips away, then faith erodes and it erodes and it erodes down to nothing. Unbelief. In which repentance has become impenitence, all the signs and symptoms of a spiritual death, which God does not want for you. So, yes, it is healthy, necessary for you and me to be uncomfortable with our sins. One objective here, with your Christian education, your ongoing and thorough study of God's Word, is that you all are growing a conscience about all that God calls sin. Think that through. The more you learn about God's will for you in every aspect, the more you realize where you come up short. That is, the more you realize the kind of thoughts you should not be thinking, words that you should not be saying, deeds that you should not be doing, as well as habits you should not be developing, along with the other side of it, the thoughts you should be thinking, the words you should be saying, and deeds you should be doing, which you and I are not. When your conscience is fine-tuned, dialed in, properly set by God's law, and also sharpened in regard to yourself, then you will be uncomfortable with your sin, and that's a good thing. That puts you in the position of the person in our text, the person who is poor and of a contrite spirit. That means that we not only are aware of our sins when confronted, but we recognize the brokenness of ourselves and are in desperate need of God's forgiveness. Well, that's the person that God looks upon favorably, with a plan to turn you and me into a human temple with the Lord Himself there in your hearts with His love, mercy, and comfort. God will bring real comfort to the spiritually uncomfortable. That's the plan. And the plan works. It's guaranteed because of Jesus, who, think about it, became quite uncomfortable for you and me on the cross. On that cross, He took all of our sins, had all of our sins on Himself, which He allowed to sink Him down into the hell of God's judgment, also on that cross. As a result, we get to hear the Lord say, the Heavenly Father say, that all of our sins are forgiven, and that we, with that forgiveness, go forth in peace with His presence and His promise of constant blessing. A while back, I was in what I think was an emergency room. It was urgent care, but I noticed a lot of uncomfortable people there. The emergency room, whichever one you go to, we normally don't want to be there. And we are there only when we have to be. Well, as Christians, you and I will visit the ER of God's grace many, many times. Because sin is a daily problem for us, we will need that first aid, that medicine of the gospel. It is a true comfort that God will give when, after He leads us to be uncomfortable with our sin, making us ever dependent on His grace, which is made sure for you and me in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us close our worship singing hymn 324, the first three stanzas. The first three stanzas of hymn 324.